sure you can't stay longer?
No, we just came up for the funeral.
Poor Marvin Kessler. He went too early.
He was 96 years old.
That had nothing to do with it. The man was out of shape.
That's why we joined a program. We walk once around the block 3 times a week.
And every morning I eat a plum.
Well, whatever you're doing, you're wearing me out.
What about you?
Yeah, looks like you're getting a little spare tire there, Tiger.
Hey, Seinfeld.
Hey, Mr. Kramer.
How long are you staying?
We just came to town for a funeral.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I heard. Yeah, Marvin Kessler. Boy, that makes you think. If he could go.
See you downstairs in the car.
Are you sure you don't need a hand with that?
No, no. The luggage is on the program. I got a brick in here.
Jack. Did you get blood?
No, not giving, hoarding. I'm storing it at the blood bank, just in case.
In case of what?
Jerry, I know myself. If I'm out on the street and it starts to go down, I don't back off until it's finished.
Are we finished?
Done.
Elaine, I'm so glad you came out.
Yeah.
Now, you haven't seen Jimmy for years.
I know. I'm glad I got to see him before he hit puberty and got, you know, all lurchy and awkward.
Yes. Actually, I'm going to need someone to look after him tomorrow evening.
Tomorrow evening? Sure.
Do you know anyone responsible?
What are you doing?
Oh, incense for the mood.
Oh, yes, by all means, the mood. Let me know if there's anything I can do to lend support to the mood. Cream soda?
Vanilla.
Can you believe that? Vivian doesn't think I'm responsible?
Who wants to be responsible? Whenever anything goes wrong, the first thing they ask is, who's responsible for this?
I couldn't raise a kid. Come on, I love bossing people around.
What happened? I thought you were with Tara tonight.
I was. I had to leave. She lit this vanilla incense. The smell drove me nuts. All I could think about was food. I had to get out of here. Gonna need some pudding here. Pudding!
You just left? What did you tell her?
I told her I had a bus transfer that was only good for another hour.
What?
I don't know. I was starving, Jerry. Oh, pudding. You want some?
Hey, you guys think I'm getting a little chunky?
What are you kidding? We look great. You know what this pudding needs? The skin on the top. You know, like when your mother used to make it on the stove?
Elaine, what do you think?
I think you're getting a little pudding under the skin yourself.
My service rates went up.
You banks are all the same with your hidden fees and your service charges.
Well, maybe I'll just take my blood elsewhere.
Yeah. Well, we could transfer it to another bank for you.
Oh, no, 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 no. No more banks. I'm keeping my blood in my freezer with my money!
What do you say?
I guess we could use some food in our lovemaking.
Okay, we got your strawberries, your chocolate sauce, your pastrami on rye with mustard, your honey.
Wait. Pastrami on rye with mustard?
Oh, yeah. Don't you remember they used pastrami in that movie 9 1/2 Weeks? Remember the pastrami scene?
No.
Well, maybe it was Ghostbusters. Whatever it was, it worked.
Guys, you didn't appreciate the erotic qualities of the salted cured meats.
She tolerated the strawberries and the chocolate sauce, but it's not a meal, you know? Food and sex. Those are my two passions. It's only natural to combine them.
Natural? Sex is about love between a man and a woman, not a man and a sandwich.
Jerry, I'm not suggesting getting rid of the girl. She's integral.
Maybe instead of trying to satisfy two of your needs, how about satisfying one of somebody else's?
Hey, speaking of which, I found a great way to separate the skin from the top of the pudding without leaving any around the edges. X-Acto knife.
I told you, George, no more pudding. I'm starting a purification program. Keep all that kind of food away from me.
Well, then I guess these would be out of the question.
What the hell is that?
Putting skin singles.
Hey, buddy. See, I'm borrowing all your Tupperware.
Oh? Why?
Well, I closed my account at the blood bank.
What? It's here. It's in the building.
Right across the hall. Well, you want to go see?
No, I don't. In fact, if even one corpuscle of that blood should find its way across that hall, I will freak out on you, Kramer. Freak out.
You know, for a fact, you're not very jolly.
Hey, working out?
You know it. And I ditched all my junk food.
What the heck is going on here?
Sorry, buddy. Clean house. It's all health food.
Well, I may have to take it, but I don't have to like it.
Vivian left me a message. I guess a certain someone changed her mind about whether someone was responsible enough to watch a certain other someone.
Is this about me?
No.
No, then I've lost interest.
Vivian, hi, it's Elaine. Yeah, I'm over at Jerry's. I got your message. What? Yeah, it's right here. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. Go. Yeah. What? Yeah, tonight? Yeah, I'll be there. Yeah, later.
Well, somebody's babysitting.
You? I'm more responsible than you are.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go fill my freezer with my own blood.
Me, you idiot.
Yeah.
Hi. All right, we've got to get out of here. I'm going to babysit the hell out of that kid.
I'm not the babysitter.
No. You're out. I'm in. Now hit the road.
Elaine! What are you doing here? Kramer is actually sleeping one off, so I thought that I would help out. What is that, some raccoons or something?
Yeah. I guess this will be all right. Jimmy, you remember Elaine. She's going to watch you tonight.
Hi, Jimmy.
Oh! Hey, what are you doing here? I thought you were supposed to be babysitting at Vivian's.
There was an incident.
Oh, no. Where's the blood? It's in here, isn't it?
You stop it.
What is this?
It's Jell-O.
What about this? This is blood, isn't it?
This is tomato juice. Look.
Oh, you're sick! You're sick!
Will you calm down? I took all my blood down to Newman's. He let me put it in his meat freezer.
Hey, what's going on? Who made pudding?
Oh, yeah, George. He came by and made some more of those pudding skin singles.
They're the shits. George, I told him I didn't want this stuff around.
Hands up!
I wish I was dead.
Can I have your juice?
As long as you don't... Thanks for the refill.
Oh, hey. Hey, Elaine.
How did it go?
Oh, he's a joy.
Really? Some sitters have told me he's a bit of a handful.
Oh, handful of sunshine.
I wish I could do this every day.
Oh, Elaine, that's so good to hear. Mm-hmm. Been having a few health problems lately.
It's not serious, is it?
Well, it might be. I know, just in case anything does happen, it's nice to know there's somebody like you around.
Oh, yeah, that is nice to know.
It's okay, I'm right here.
I can see that. What happened?
That knife, it nicked your jugular. You know, Jerry, when somebody yells heads up, you're not supposed to actually look up.
I don't remember that.
Anyway, you're lucky I was there. You lost a lot of blood.
What?
Oh, yeah. You got 3 pints of Kramer in you, buddy.
Three.
piece of Kramer's blood.
I can feel his blood inside of me. Borrowing things from my blood.
Well, so much for purification week.
So has the fornicating gourmet.
Doing quite well, thank you. Yesterday I had a soft-boiled egg and a quickie.
You know what?
If I could add TV to the equation, that would really be the ultimate.
George, we're trying to have a civilization here.
Hey.
Hey, I was babysitting.
Oh, just great. I found out that Vivian's got some sort of a medical problem, and if the worst happens, she wants me to take care of Jimmy.
Oh, well, I'm sure it won't be the worst.
It doesn't matter. I mean, if anything happens to her, I'm on deck. Scissors mishap. Air show disaster. Chinese organ thieves. It's a dangerous world.
She's right. I heard Kramer got mugged out in the suburbs on a babysitting gig.
Really? Look at this. Look at the hair on the back of my neck. It's all bramble. See? It's like a thicket back there. Look, I need somebody to shave it for me.
I'm not touching that thing.
Well, I have to say, I'm very surprised and disappointed. Blood, brother?
Oh, no.
What? Jerry, I gave you my blood. Listen to your pulse.
Hey, buddy.
Kramer, I'm not shaving your neck.
Oh, so my blood's not enough. Would you like a kidney, too? Because I'll give it to you. I'll rip it out right here and stack it on the table.
All right. I'll do it. Sit down.
No. I don't have time right now. I'll catch you tonight. We'll do sort of an all-over kind of thing, all right?
Hello?
Kramer called. He told us you were in the hospital.
Kramer called you?
He calls every week. Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine.
He says he's fine.
Tell him to eat a plum.
Jerry, you really have to take better care of yourself. We bought you some sessions with a personal trainer.
I don't need a personal trainer. All right, I gotta go. We'll talk about this later.
Plum!
Why are you calling my parents?
Well, maybe if you called more often, I wouldn't have to. Listen, is it all right if I watch a tape in here?
Why here?
Well, I'm taping Canadian Parliament, you know, on C-SPAN.
Okay.
Is it all right if I watch it in your bedroom? Because your bed is really nice.
Fine.
Okay.
No, I do not want that in here.
Blood?
All right.
Hello, Doughboy.
Mr. Mandelbaum, you're the personal trainer?
I'm here to whip you into shape. So grab your jock, if you need one. It's go time.
Where's Jimmy?
I don't know. We had ho-hos for dinner, and then he put this plastic bag over his head and started running around until he got tired, and he lay down somewhere. I'll tell you, I'm no good at watching that kid.
Sleeping like an angel. Elaine? You're the best.
No, I'm a scatterbrain. That's probably why I can't hold a job or keep a man.
Quiet. So you going to watch Jimmy tomorrow?
All right. But I'm running out of purses here.
Okay, Mr. Mandelbaum, what do you want me to do?
Drop your purse, honey, and pick up that medicine ball.
Is this a gym or some kind of fitness museum?
Not funny. Over your head with it. Are you ready?
For what?
All aboard the pain train.
Oh, spicy mustard. Oh, you are hot tonight.
Oh, George.
Now for the trifecta.
George? Hmm? George? Hmm. What are you doing?
Pleasuring you?
that you were going to watch a video.
Well, yeah, an instructional video on how to make your own sausages.
Kramer, I'm not in the mood for this.
All right, Newman, let's go grab some mail sacks and haul these beauties out of here.
Over there, sausage. Over here, I'm living in a slaughterhouse.
Tonight, I want you to sleep on this. Toughens a vertebrae. A what and holy hell? Sausages. Is this your diet?
No, they're not mine, Mr. Mandelbaum.
Don't lie to me, Butterbean. I'm taking it up a notch.
So the free love buffet is over.
I got greedy. I flew too close to the sun on wings of pastrami.
Yeah, that's what you did. I can't believe I got another session with Izzy Mandelbaum. He's probably going to make me box a kangaroo. What's going on?
I don't know. Sandwich is making me flush.
Oh, no. I'll tell you what you did, Caligula. You've combined food and sex into one disgusting, uncontrollable urge.
I think you're right. You gonna eat that?
No, but please tell me that's all you're gonna do with it.
Jerry, tell you, if this woman dies, it is gonna be a major inconvenience.
These fries are really, really good.
Yeah, that's enough of that.
I mean, I can't shake this woman. You know, now I gotta go to Jimmy's birthday party.
Whew. Sleepy.
No matter what I do, I cannot weasel out of raising this kid.
Well, Sleepy here is quite a weasel. Maybe he can bat for you.
Yeah, that's what I need. A pinch weasel.
Why'd you get rid of that sausage?
It wasn't me. It was Mr. Mandelbaum.
Yeah? Well, Newman's not happy. He booted me out of his freezer. Look, I gotta take my blood back to the bank. Can I borrow your car?
What's wrong with yours?
Well, I got no AC, and I gotta keep the blood cold or it'll go bad.
All right, but this is it. This is the last favor, okay? We're even.
All right. Even Steven, okay?
Oh,
by the way, when you get back to your apartment, try to keep it down because Newman's taking a nap in your bed. The engine begins to overheat. Turn off air conditioner. Never. I can't do that. Oh, Mama.
This thing is bone dry.
This is my friend George.
Hi.
I'm going to go say hi to Jimmy.
Okay. Oh, Isn't Elaine fantastic?
Yes, she is. It's a pity we won't be seeing much more of her.
Really? Why?
Oh, you haven't heard? No, she's going to live with her grandparents in Reading, Pennsylvania.
Her grandparents passed away 5 years ago.
Yes, they did. I was covering. Elaine has been chosen to represent the Upper West Side in the next Biosphere project.
Well, I haven't heard anything about another Biosphere.
That's because it's underwater.
It's insane.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Well, it's all for charity, so what's the difference?
You. Very knowledgeable.
I'm also an architect. Is that pastrami?
Yes, it is. I find the pastrami to be the most sensual of all the salted cured meats. Hungry?
Very.
Really necessary?
If you want to live in a butcher shop, I'm going to treat you like a piece of meat.
What if I can't keep up?
You lag, you drag. Fire it up, son.
Right, Dan. Mandelbaum.
Move it. Get those knees up. Come on. Kick it.
What's going on?
There's something wrong with your car. It's dripping suddenly on my feet. Some kind of red liquid.
Oh, my God, the blood.
Blood?
Get up, boy, get up. We got a problem here. Tough it up.
This is for real.
You gotta want it.
How far did they drag you?
Well, for the first quarter mile, they thought I was just dogging it.
Hi, George. Hi, Jimmy.
Yeah, Jimmy, why don't you wait outside, you know, play with something.
What's the kid doing here?
I'm babysitting! Maria asked me to raise him if she doesn't make it.
Oh, that's a drag. You put blood in the car?
Jerry, it was overheating. You should take better care of that thing.
Well, they told me I got more blood, so I guess I owe you again.
You didn't get the blood from me.
Then who?
What?
Hello, Jerry.